Good morning. 6:47 a.m. on Sunday, June the 12th. It's a relatively quiet morning. Not too surprising, early Sunday. The dogs woke me up at 5:30. The neighbor lady behind us has a couple of yappy little dogs who like to get out in the morning and have their wee and complain about everybody in the neighborhood. So, you woke me up. But I had a good night's sleep. I went to bed around 9:30. Crashed out. Now I'm up. I'm walking. I'm moving. I was going to take today off. I was going to take a day of rest. And I thought, no, you've had a lot of days of rest. You really need to focus on getting things back on track, back in schedule, back being productive. Yesterday was another 5K day. I got a few hundred words in the bank for it today, so 5K is my goal for the day. It was fun. I had 250,000. I had that 250. I had a quarter of a thousand. I had 2,500. 2,500 words before lunch yesterday, and it took me till supper time to get the second 2,500. I slowed down a little bit in the afternoon. So, yeah, I want to get going. I want to get this done. The story's developing. Like I said yesterday, I had no idea it was going to go this way, but I like where it's going, so I'm not going to second guess it. I'm just going to write it. And try to keep moving. Guy working on training his poodle. It's a guy with the big standard poodles. It's a big dog. You think of poodles as little toy poodles. Standard is a big dog. Dog stands as high as this guy's hip. So yeah, anyway, I was far enough ahead that I was able to go in and do trivia in Second Life. Tuesdays and Saturday nights, I have a standard trivia gig for an hour. I've got another one tonight that's less standing. I know it's on, but I may or may not go. I usually do, but I feel less obligation to go. It's kind of a gray day. When I got up and looked, I got up just around sunrise, and it was just a little hint of sun shining on the eastern horizon this morning. And there's a heavy cloud bank off to the east. It's kind of blocking things off, which is probably good because otherwise I might be rather overheated. But I like the quiet. It's so quiet this morning. I think it's quiet, and it's undoubtedly quiet because it's a Sunday morning. And not even 7 o'clock, so the early morning lawnmower people are not up and rampaging. I'm ready for breakfast. So, 5,000 words. My alarm will go off at 9 a.m. to tell me it's time to go to work. I set another one for 1 p.m. to remind me after lunch. We'll work until 11:30, 12 o'clock, somewhere in there. Fix some lunch. Take an hour off. And go back again for the afternoon session. I've got a collection of sounds for my headphones. Mynoises.org, or maybe it's .net, I forget now. My Noises, anyway. And I started listening to them, and I liked them so much, I tipped a guy. And so now I have access to some other tools that let me do things like stack them, which is kind of cool. But I have a gray noise that I listen to that's apparently gray noise, because I did a calibration run on frequencies that my headphones and my ears can't decode properly. And so I have a profile that boosts some of the high ranges and pulls the mid ranges down, so I get a uniform cross-spectrum perception of what's happening in my ears. And it doesn't exactly mask everything that's happening in the house, but my ears focus on it, and while there's other noise going on, I don't actually recognize it too much. When the wife and kids get going with thrashing around on the other end of the room that I'm in, yeah, I'll go get a cup of coffee or something. You can't do anything with that going on. But my writing light has gotten a good workout. I put the writing light on at 9 o'clock and put the headphones on at 9 o'clock and crank up the gray noise. And get into the story of the Melbourne Maru. I guess this week is half share will drop from podium. Tuesday, the 14th, I think, was the day that they told me. It's on pre-order now, if you're so inclined. I'm not terribly enthusiastic about pre-orders. Pre-orders are great for readers, but they actually hurt authors in terms of what they do to visibility long-term. So I'm not terribly enthusiastic about pre-orders. The thing is, when the book is ready for sale, I put it for sale. I don't sit on it for a couple of weeks and wait for people to become enthusiastic about a pre-order. And if it's not ready for sale, I'm not gonna put it for sale. I'm not gonna make it available, because I know too well how screwed up things can get between, well, this should be ready next Thursday. Uh-huh, yeah, no. Not going there. I'm shooting for as soon as possible. If I can get this thing, and I'm at almost 50,000 words, I'm at 40, what am I at today? 42, I think. The goal for the day is 47, which is half of a 50,000 word novel. I think that's on the post. I think this word's gonna come in around 100 grand. More to the point, I like the story. I like what it's doing. I like the universe that it's setting up. The Melbourne Maru is a tractor, not a tractor. It's a barbell. Not terribly unlike the Chernyakhova. I'm giving some thought to whether or not it is the Chernyakhova. This is in 2363, so it's a few Stanyards before Ishmael finds the Chernyakhova adrift, filled with bodies. I give some serious consideration as to whether or not it is a Chernyakhova. It's a little bit too coinkadinkle. It's a little bit too tidy. I'm not terribly happy with things being that tidy. I've already got the Easter egg of the broken cup. Writing in the Chernyakhova before it was destroyed is a little, I don't know, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. Maybe we'll see the Chernyakhova. But there is a serious dichotomy between what Pip has made Ishmael believe versus the reality of Toehold space. Now, there are people on board the Chernyakhova who know the reality of Toehold space. What they're not privy to is what Pip has told Ishmael about Toehold space. And remember, Pip lies. Pip is on a mission. But we're not. I'm not going to say any more than Pip is on a mission. Dove's cooing, squawking. Might be a grackle doing the squawkage. Anyway. You know, it's not supposed to be 95 degrees today, again, like it was yesterday. It's not supposed to be like 85. But either I'm working really hard or it's hotter than I think, because I'm sweating like a pig. Nobody's stolen that bicycle yet. The one I talked about yesterday, it was just sitting here parked on the corner. They've moved it away from the edge of the street, but leaned it up against the stockade fence. It's still there. I would have thought somebody would have stolen a sucker by now. Now one. Call me cynical. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see. What am I reading? I'm reading Sector 17, maybe? I think that's the title. It's the latest book in S.J. McDonald's 7th Fleet Irregular series. I love this series. I love this series. I'm reading it for enjoyment first, but I'm also reading it and looking at how McDonald is dealing with things like conflict, how he's, he or she, because it's initials, I'll assume it's she. But I love how she's using all of the tools, all of the possibilities. She's got politics, she's got crew problems, she's got extraterrestrials, she's got space mythology. It's wonderful. It's thick and chewy, as they say. Thick and chewy. So I'm enjoying it. It's my what I do when I'm down. It's what I do when I'm not. My downtime, not when I'm like down. But I'll read a little bit about at lunch. Oh, and I can read a little bit at lunch because I finished marking up the paperback galleys for Ashes. So as soon as I get this book finished, I'll be able to load up those changes, get them incorporated with Doreen's punch list, and start reloading files. That'll give me a couple of days between ending this book and starting the next one. Give you guys a chance to do a little beta reading. All right. Well, here I am at the back gate, contemplating my breakfast. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then. Mm-hmm.